light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Highly Sensitive Person by Elaine N. Aron is a pioneering exploration of a trait that affects an estimated 15 to 20% of the population, high sensitivity. Rather than treating sensitivity as a flaw, Aron reframes it as an inborn, biologically based temperament with powerful strengths and predictable challenges. Drawing from decades of research, clinical experience, and surveys of thousands of highly sensitive people, she offers readers both scientific insight and practical guidance. The book explains why some people feel overwhelmed by noise, crowds, or strong emotions, yet also notice subtleties, think deeply, and display rich inner lives. It helps readers recognize themselves as highly sensitive, understand how their nervous systems work, and learn strategies to thrive rather than merely cope. With a compassionate, validating tone, Aron shows that sensitivity, when understood and respected, can become a source of creativity, empathy, and wisdom rather than anxiety or shame. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the high sensitivity trait. Elaine N. Aron introduces high sensitivity as an innate trait known as sensory processing sensitivity. Rather than a disorder or weakness, it is a normal variation in human temperament present in roughly 1 in 5 people. Aron describes how highly sensitive people, HSPs, have nervous systems that process information more deeply and respond more intensely to stimuli. This means they tend to notice subtle details, reflect carefully before acting, and feel emotions strongly. The downside is a greater vulnerability to overstimulation, fatigue, and stress in busy or chaotic environments. Aron clarifies the difference between shyness, introversion, and high sensitivity, showing that they are related, but not identical. She uses research studies, questionnaires, and real-life anecdotes to help readers identify whether they are highly sensitive and to feel validated rather than defective. By redefining sensitivity as a strength with unique needs, she lays the foundation for self-acceptance and healthier life choices. Secondly, overstimulation, stress, and emotional intensity. A core theme of the highly sensitive person is how easily HSPs become overstimulated. Because they process more sensory and emotional information, their threshold for external input is lower. Bright lights, loud noises, busy social events, and multitasking can quickly lead to exhaustion or irritability. Aron explains the physiological mechanisms behind this, including heightened arousal in the nervous system and stronger startle responses. Emotional intensity also plays a major role. HSPs often empathize deeply with others, absorb the moods of people around them, and ruminate on conflicts or criticism long after an event has passed. Without understanding their trait, many blame themselves for being too sensitive or try to numb their feelings, which increases anxiety and self-doubt. Aron offers practical strategies for managing overstimulation, such as building in quiet recovery time, limiting exposure to draining situations, and setting boundaries. She emphasizes that learning to manage arousal levels is key to transforming sensitivity from a liability into a resilient, sustainable way of living. Thirdly, self-esteem, childhood, and healing old wounds. Aron devotes significant attention to how high sensitivity interacts with early life experiences. Because HSPs are more affected by their environments, both positive and negative influences tend to leave deeper marks. Growing up in critical, chaotic, or dismissive households often results in HSPs internalizing the message that they are too much, too emotional, or too fragile. This can lead to chronic low self-esteem, perfectionism, and people-pleasing patterns in adulthood. Conversely, supportive and understanding environments can help HSPs flourish, developing confidence, empathy, and creativity. Aron explains the concept of differential susceptibility, the idea that HSPs are more sensitive to both bad and good conditions. She offers exercises to revisit childhood narratives, identify shaming messages, and begin to reframe sensitivity as a strength. Through self-compassion, therapy, and conscious self-care, HSPs can heal old wounds and build a more accurate, kind self-image. The book emphasizes that understanding one's lifelong sensitivity is often a profound turning point in personal growth. Fourthly, relationships, boundaries, and communication. Relationships are a central focus in the highly sensitive person because intimacy can be both deeply fulfilling and particularly challenging for HSPs. Aaron explores how sensitive individuals often crave meaningful connection, yet become overwhelmed by constant interaction, conflict, or partners who do not understand their needs. She discusses common relationship dynamics, such as being paired with more dominant or less sensitive partners, and how misunderstandings arise when sensitivity is misread as weakness or moodiness. The book offers guidance on explaining the trait to loved ones, asserting the need for downtime without guilt, and negotiating compromises around social events, household noise, and emotional discussions. HSPs are shown to bring strengths such as empathy, loyalty, and attentiveness into relationships, but only when they are not chronically overstimulated or self-sacrificing. Aaron includes practical communication tips, boundary-setting strategies, and examples of healthier patterns. By learning to honor their limits and speak up clearly, HSPs can create relationships that are both supportive and energizing rather than draining. Lastly, thriving as a highly sensitive person, beyond describing challenges, Aaron focuses on how HSPs can design lives that allow their trait to shine. She encourages readers to choose work, environments, and routines that match their temperament. This may include careers that value depth over speed, creativity over constant social interaction, or roles that allow some control over stimulation levels. Aaron highlights the strengths of high sensitivity: keen perception, intuition, emotional intelligence, conscientiousness, and a capacity for deep concentration. She shows how these qualities can lead to excellence in fields such as counseling, the arts, research, education, and spiritually oriented work. Practical suggestions include creating restorative daily rituals, using mindfulness and relaxation techniques, simplifying schedules, and curating media and social exposure. Aaron also addresses the spiritual dimension, noting that many HSPs feel a strong inner life, connection to meaning, or contemplative tendencies. The overarching message is that high sensitivity is not something to fix, but a trait to understand, respect, and skillfully cultivate for a richer, more authentic life. In conclusion, the highly sensitive person is especially valuable for anyone who has ever been told they are too sensitive, easily overwhelmed, or overly emotional, as well as for those who love or work with such individuals. If you find yourself drained by noise and crowds, needing more downtime than others, thinking deeply about everything, or feeling emotions intensely, this book offers a blueprint for self-understanding. It can benefit your life by transforming confusion and self-criticism into clarity and self-respect, and by giving you concrete tools to manage overstimulation, set boundaries, and make better choices in relationships and work. Compared with more generic self-help titles, Aaron's book is grounded in research specifically focused on sensitivity as a temperament trait, not a flaw. Her combination of scientific insight, clinical experience, and compassionate tone makes this guide uniquely tailored to highly sensitive people. Investing in this book means investing in a framework that explains your experience in depth and helps you turn sensitivity into a sustainable strength rather than a lifelong burden. If you would like to support Elaine N. Aaron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. 9